the four children or the four sons, so we can look at another hidden four and then use it to analyze another revealed four. So first, looking at the four children, would you please notice, look through it right now, and notice where the verse Ba'avor zeh asal Adonai li v'tzeitei mi Mitzrayim is used. Okay, the two times, which two children? Okay. So just look quickly through, scan through the four children or the four sons. It won't be hard to say. So the verse means roughly, this is because of what God did for me when I left Egypt. Yeah. Is one translation. Another one, it is because of this that Hashem did so for me when I went out of Egypt. It's not actually the easiest verse to translate grammatically. So there's only four of them. See which two. So what are the two where this verse is used?
Make it simple.
The wise son and the one who sent us.
Which one?
The wise son?
Not the wise one, no.
The wicked one and the one who can't ask.
Right, the wicked and the one who doesn't know how to ask. Mm-hmm. Now again, using the paradigm of the matzah, that is, what you do in a Seder is you take the same symbol that can mean different things and you order the meanings in a certain way to create a certain flow. Mm-hmm. So let's assume for the moment that that's what's going on here. And in fact, that will bear itself out as we go through the Haggadah on this particular point, that is this particular verse. So what does the wicked one say? What do you mean by this service? You knock his teeth or make his teeth grit like that? What hiket et shinav means is ambiguous. And say to him, because of this, Hashem did for me in my leaving Egypt, for me and not for him. Mm-hmm. That was, and you don't even talk about him, you don't even talk to him, you only talk about him. You see? So you turn him into an other. Mm-hmm. You talk about him, you don't address him directly. Mm-hmm. It's like I say to you, it's because of what God did for me, not for him. Mm-hmm. Right? And we're pretending that he's not even in the room.
I thought it was just the expression that the editorial was.
No, I think it makes sense to take it more literally. Okay.
And say to him, isn't it?
Hmm? Right, but then if that's what you're saying to him.
But then you continue the quote to the end.
Leave a low low. Right?
Oh, I see.
Right, leave a low low. Right? Mm-hmm. Were he there, he would not have been redeemed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is false consciousness. But it's not the false consciousness of the wicked son, it's the false consciousness of the one who thinks they're righteous by excluding the wicked son. That's the false consciousness here, which will be borne out very directly by what we're going to see happens to this verse.
I'm sorry, say again, what's the false consciousness?
The false consciousness is the false consciousness of the person who thinks that the way to interact with that person is to exclude them and push them away.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's a riddle, as it were, right? If you start out with false consciousness, you will misinterpret this section to think that that's what you're supposed to do, and that the one who is wrong is the wicked one. But it's not the case. It's the opposite. It's the opposite, and you'll see this because if this is what the verse means, leave a low low. Look at what it means the next time and the next time and the next time, because this verse is used four times in the Haggadah. Okay, so the next time is right there, easy to find, right? She'eno yodei lishol, the one who doesn't know to ask. You open for him. You, feminine noun, open for him. And say, you will tell to your child in the day, saying, because of this, Adonai did for me in my leaving Egypt. That's the end of the simple son response. Now, it's the same verse, so what's different? Is it like the intonation?
Right?
You're supposed to say the same verse to the wicked son and the one who doesn't know how to ask, but it clearly doesn't mean the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So what's the transformation here? Mm-hmm. You opened for him.
Mm-hmm.
there's a number of ways to interpret, right? But bottom line, the verse has the opposite consequence. Mm-hmm. Right? You're opening instead of closing the door. What's that? At petachlo, you opened for him.
At petachlo.
David, the translation here is for me in the wicked son, and for us in the son who was unable to ask. Is that in the Hebrew as well?
Where?
I think that's the simple son that's for us.
No.
Yeah, it looks
yeah,
like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different one, different verse.
Okay, so we're mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the next time the verse is used is immediately following, but it's very subtle. Right? Let's read it through. Yechol mirosh chodesh. Do you do the storytelling? We've said you should tell the story. So now we're questioning, how do you tell the story? So now we're going to get a little Talmudic about it. Do you tell the story from the beginning of the month? It says by Yamahu, on that day. So it has to be the day when you, on the calendar, left Egypt. Not the beginning of the month when you left Egypt, but that day. If that day, do you do it when it's still daylight? But the scripture says, ba'avor zeh, because of this. So you have to have a this in front of you to tell it. What's the this? The matzah is this, right? The matzah is the unexplained thing that's being referred to. Now, that's not obvious. That's not in the text of the Torah. That's the Midrash adding that in. The rabbis adding that in. Ba'avor zeh. Lo amarti ela b'sha'a shematza'u maror munachim lefanecha. It's not said except in that moment, in that hour, that matzah and maror are set out before you. So, but that ba'avor zeh is the verse we were just using. Right? So now what does it mean? Yes, but also on a temporal level, it's meaning, and on the level of who you are and where you are in relation to other people, it means you're being total. It means ultimately being in the present, right? Being in the sensuous right reality of where you are at that moment. Mm-hmm. It's not about I'm going to do this to you and I'm going to do this to you and mm-hmm. you mean this to me, right? There's no relationships that are being manipulated. Right? Simply, this is what's in front of you. Can you find the next time that the verse is used in the Haggadah?
That
so
particular.
I'm going to pause the tape here and give you a session. Hmm?